I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The band Las Cafeteras blends elements of traditional Son Jarocho Afro-Mexican music with the roots of East L.A. streets in a very socially conscious and highly danceable way. They've just released a new record called Tastes Like L.A., and they'll perform at the Wow Hall in Eugene tonight starting at 8 p.m., and they are with us now in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming back. Well, let's dive right into music, shall we? What's the first thing you feel like playing for us here today?
We'll be playing This Land Is Your Land.
Live in the KLCC studios, Las Cafeteras here. This land is your land. Tastes Like L.A., their brand new CD, and they are performing live at the Wow Hall in Eugene tonight at 8 o'clock. Well, with all the crazy stuff that's been going on in the world, I imagine there's a lot of personal emotion in playing a song like that across the boundaries of culture. Tell me a little bit about what it feels like to be playing that and how it is in East L.A. these days.
Well, you know, this song is an old folk song, a very American song. It's actually one of the first songs that my dad, who's an immigrant from Mexico, learned when he immigrated here in the 70s, and it's one of his favorite songs. And so, for me, it's really beautiful and being able to reimagine what it means to be American, right? All of us are born in the United States. Our parents are mostly from Mexico. And so to be able to reimagine this very American folk song into Norteño style, right, which is where our roots come from for a lot of us, it's important because there's a lot of folks that are saying there's only one way to be, one way to look, one way to think, one way to act, and one flag to raise. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's really important to reimagine the stories of the United States, reimagine the stories of our communities, and being able to make those statements and say, this is who we are. We're proud of where we come from. And the United States is all kinds of cultures and colors and sounds and beauty.
I was thinking about the roots of Son Jarocho music, and its roots, all the Afro-Mexican stuff, really came out of some very tough history, including the histories of slavery as well. And yet there was so much culture that came out of those crossings as well. Do you think that these new difficult times can also help us bring new culture together across boundaries in a similar sort of way?
There's a saying that that my brother would say all the time. He said, the best sailors come from the worst storms, you know? And when we think about that, when we see as these challenges as opportunities for us to become better people, better communities, and a better country, that's the way we should look at it, you know? So a lot of times we see this as problems. Why is it happening? Well, we should be looking at, you know what? This is an opportunity to reflect and to see where we want to go instead of being like, why are we here? You know, and I think that's kind of where we're at right now, you know? Everything is born from pain and struggle, and something new comes. And so we came from that, you know, like we were born through that. This music was born from that, and this country was born from that. But can we grow from that? And I think that's where we're going to be, you know? And so that was my friend Daniel dropped something real quick, if you heard something.
It's pretty common.
Sound effects, we call
them. It's not the first time it's happened.
Time has stopped. I see time has stopped as a result of that. Las Cafeteras live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at the Wow Hall in Eugene at 8. What's the next piece you feel like playing for us here? Yeah. What are we going to do?
Yeah, so this next song is called Vamos. I'm Daniel. That was Denise talking, and then it was Hector. This next song is called Vamos to the Beach, because sometimes when times get tough, when life gets crazy, you're stressed out of work, you just got to go to the beach, man. Enjoy. Para toda la costa.
También toda la semana estoy cansada y frustrada de este lunes. Le echo ganas, ajá, el tiempo parece no moverse ahora. Mi cabeza me duele, chale. No más, yo ya me voy. Que me voy a descansar. A descansar.
Las Cafeteras, taking us to the beach here on KLCC. Another one of their songs from the brand new release, Tastes Like L.A. And they'll be at the Wow Hall in Eugene tonight at 8. There really is something magic about the beach, isn't it? What is it that clears your soul out so much about the beach? I mean, I grew up on beaches too, and it just changes life. What is it about those beaches that makes it special for you?
I don't know, man. I mean, I think most of the world lives near the coastline, so there's something there, but something about the air, the water, the seagulls, except when they poop on you. But it's just all magic, you know?
Yeah. So, you kind of grew up by the beach, don't
you? Yeah, I mean, this kind of, it was just, I mean, we write a lot of songs about a lot of stuff that's going on in our neighborhoods, our community, a lot of stuff that's happened, like, historically, a lot of pain we express in our music. And so kind of like the inspiration behind this song was like, man, I love going to the beach, man. And so I was like, why can't we write a song about that, you know? Something that just kind of makes us happy. Let's just kind of like explore this different feeling for a little bit. And so, yeah, man, that's all it is, a song about going to the beach and enjoying it, and, you know.
That's really just as important as being involved in politics, don't you think, at this point? Because if we don't have that joy and that positivity, how do we have the energy to deal with social change in politics?
I mean, you got to feel good at least part of the time, you know? Yeah. So you can't bleed for every cause. You can't feel pain all the time. You can't suffer all the time. So there's times where you have to celebrate and you have to feel good. And so, yeah, so that's what we try to do.
So what did you find yourself writing about for Tastes Like L.A. that was different? I mean, there was a remix CD before this and another one before Tastes Like L.A. came out. What's the music evolving into on the new album here?
Well, we have a song that is that's super cute, if I do say so myself. And it's really dedicated to a staple of the communities that we come from in parts of East L.A., and that is the paletero, which translates into the ice cream man. And I can't think of my childhood without thinking about the little bells ringing, paletas, you know, like the street vendors. And in L.A., there's this big fight, you know, to legalize street vending, to honor the work and to see our communities as thriving as hardworking people. And so it's a love song slash an acknowledgement of the ice cream man and street vendors. And it's just a cute little song. And I think, Jose was saying, you know, we don't always just need to focus on one part of our lives, you know, the fight for justice. It's also acknowledging the simple pieces of joy in our childhood and what makes our life colorful. And so when people ask us, like, well, what genre do you play, you know? I think the liberties that we take in music making also come from the lack of music knowledge for some of us, for myself at least. I don't have rules of music making in my pocket, and so I play with everything and I write about everything, and it's less pressure, and I think it makes a more colorful album for this time around.
It's made for a very joyful sound and a lot of beauty there, so thank you so much for continuing to branch out and dive in. Las Cafeteras live in the KLCC studios, live in Eugene tonight at the Wow Hall at 8. We have one more song here. What's the song going to be? What do you think you're going to play here?
Our next song is If I Was President, and it's pretty self-explaining.
Thank you. every third period. We practice meditation, no hesitation, like a brown Robin Hood. I take from the rich and I give to the poor, so my little sister wouldn't have to be hungry no more. My first lady would be my mom's, could she'd smack me at the first thought of drone strikes and dropping bombs. And I'd free out my poor black and brown kids that got caught up in three strikes. And when they get out, they get free bites, so they can ride to their future, not to their past. Go to the store, get some chips with no GMO, cause my folks, we got a right to know. And if you don't know, now you know. So here we go. Me gusta la lima, me gusta limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción. Me gusta la lima, me gusta limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción. Down with your abuelita, rewrite history so our kids can see where we came from and a new destiny. From Flint to Cali, water flowing pure and free. And my Department of Peace will melt guns into bike racks. Budget cuts to corporate kickbacks. If I was president, well, there'd still be drama. Takes a village to heal our generational trauma. So shake your spine, put your hands up high. We got a different kind of body in the White House tonight. If I was president, hey, what would I do? If I was president, I'd ask. Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción. Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción. That's right, my people. It's 2017. It's on each one of us to make that change this year. We ain't got time to wait for no president, no governor, no mayor. Let's do this, my people.
Presidente para toda la gente. Si yo fuera presidente para toda la gente. Si yo fuera presidente para toda la gente. Si yo me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción. Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción. Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción. Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción. Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción. Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción.
Las Cafeteras live in the KLCC studios, live tonight in Eugene at the Wow Hall at 8 o'clock. More information on the show at wowhall.org. More on the band at lascafeteras.com. Thank you so much for coming in. Yeah.